Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Craving a guilt-free snack? Check out 100calsnacks.com for a treat that's 100% natural and free from added sugars. These surprisingly filling snacks are a tasty blend of low carbs, high protein, and fiber. And if the taste doesn't win you over, we'll give you your money back. Visit 100calsnacks.com. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Indulge in a superfood-packed energy boost for just 100 calories. That's right. The tastiest and most nutritious, guilt-free goodness is at 100calsnacks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Columbia Sportswear. It's snowing again. And that wind chill is killer. But you're not worried about that because you shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection. It's warmth perfected with tiny gold dots that reflect your body heat inside and protect you from the cold outside. No snow or chilly temps can stop you now. Go out anyway. Shop the Omni Heat Infinity Collection now at Columbia.com/infinity.
The Video Game Review.
That and welcome back to the show. 1-800-878-PLAY. Get in and get heard wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours. Get in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. A teenager in Oklahoma has become the first known human player to beat Tetris. And I didn't know that Tetris had not been beaten yet, but Willis Gibson posted a video on his YouTube channel of the moment he reached level 157, which caused the game to crash. Now, when I say teenager, barely a teenager, 13 years old. By the way, on Apple TV, there's a new Tetris movie they got to check out. I just got to find somebody with Apple TV. But he said, I'm going to pass out. I can't feel my fingers. It took him 38 minutes. That's all. Now, remarkably, only a few years ago, there were a lot of people who thought you could only get to level 29. Bing, 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 bing. And this, of course, was invented in Soviet Union. You don't play game in Soviet Union. Game plays you. Alexei Hajitnov, Soviet engineer, 1984. And when it made its debut onto the NES in 1989, of course, you can play it all over the place. Any kind of handheld or console, any type of system or platform you have. But there's a guy named Thor Åkerlund, a professional Tetris player, let's just call him professional gamer. In 2010, he got to level 30 by using a technique called hyper tapping, where he's vibrating his fingers in a way which moves the controller faster than the in-game speed. And this led other gamers to adopt hyper-tapping to other techniques to see as far as you could go. But as of last month, the only way to get to the kill screen, level 157, was through AI. And I'm not surprised with that. I used to think I was a really good chess player growing up. I'm from the 70s. Really good chess player. And then I started playing, because I beat all my friends, then I started playing online or just computer programs. There was no online back then. And I would be on the baby bunny slope first setting, and I would get creamed. So I'm not surprised AI could do it. But at the end of the 38-minute run, Willis's screen crashed. Blocks no longer comes down. And on YouTube, he goes by the name of Blue Scooty. And he started playing it when he was 11. He said, "When I started playing this game, I never expected to crash the game or beat it." Well, I mean, as well as beating the game, he broke the overall score. He broke all the Tetris world records. And other gamers now are trying to see if they can do the same thing. But it's a pretty mind-boggling thing when you... I mean, I've seen the screen. Maybe you have too. He's a real little kid. As I mentioned, he's just 13. He's got the big old glasses. And the way that Tetris worked on the NES, you might remember, is that very, very thin in the middle of the screen was the actual surface of the game. And then it would just show you next, next, next. And you can see where it says top scores, and it's all just nines because they run out of digits. Level 156 is a picture, and then, of course, he's got a webcam on himself as well. But this is a kid from Oklahoma, and I was wondering if maybe he'd get into the Oklahoma Hall of Fame with Mickey Mantle and some of the others. But there is a Tetris CEO named Maya Rogers, and she said in a statement, quote, "Congratulations to Blue Scooty for achieving this extraordinary accomplishment, a feat that defies all preconceived limits of this legendary game." And that's the thing, too, when you think there's no way to get to level 29, and then about 15 years ago, a guy gets to level 30, and then this kid comes in and goes to 157, and then the game crashes. But then it also makes me think, you know, and I'm sure there's a reason. Why would it crash at 157? And then again, you think about beta testing. Didn't they get to the point where they realized that no one could get past level 29? And it's like, well, you know, I did program more than 100 more levels after that. The thing about Tetris, even when you know what the next block is as it speeds up, we've all played it. Yes, you've played it too. Is that it starts going so fast that if you make one mistake, that could be it. Because you're like, oh, that one mistake, now that thing's sticking up, now you got it, and it's just, and then it's over. This is, of course, when you think about at level 95, the speed of the colors apparently stop changing. And so that's another thing that I think is kind of weird as well. But that was the first hurdle, though, was no one could get to level 30 because they were falling quicker than any controller could possibly respond. And that's when the guy started going with the hyper fingers, hyper tapping, as I should say. So the top five hardest games to beat still at this point, according to those in the know, Contra, Demon's Souls, and Dark Souls, they kind of put together From Software 2009, 2011, Ghosts and Goblins, Captain Commando, or Capcom, 1985, Ninja Gaiden 2 from Tecmo Koei, 2008, and The Adventure of Little Ralph. So, yeah, there are a lot of games that were just built, and they were like, oh, this will be fun. And they didn't think about, oh, how is somebody going to win this game? Now, I know people who have defeated Demon's Souls and Dark Souls, so it's not, you know, I've watched them go through the playthrough over and over again because they want to keep getting everything in it. But it's the kind of thing where you sort of feel like, you know, they didn't really put a lot of thought into it in the end. I think they would probably do that now. You know, this Tetris was invented when Easter eggs were still brand new. In fact, I got to speak to Warren Robinette years ago at the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco, and he was the guy that had the first ever Easter egg. And that's because on the NES, when he made Adventure, and it was so funny thinking about, well, I needed 4 bits for this and 6 bits for that, so I borrowed 2 bits from a wall and I put the other 2 bits on the shield. The dragons look like duckies, remember? They'd bounce around. You hit them with a sword, it would go poo. But they said at Nintendo, you cannot use your name. And so he had a little thing where it said created by Warren Robinette in the, if you brought that little secret dot past the wall and that shipped like that. Activision was different. When they started getting all the programmers from Nintendo, they said, we want you to put your name on it. You're an artist, so go for it. Anyway, once again, congratulations to Willis Gibson, the pride of Oklahoma, for actually beating Tetris on the NES. I just think it's nice to see a 13-year-old playing an NES. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back right here on the Video Game Review.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. My name is Rick Tittle, and it's nice to have you with us wherever you are listening. Coming up in the next segment, we will give away a brand new game. How about that? I mentioned a couple weeks ago that the Chinese Communist Party decided to do an additional crackdown. That was on December 22nd. And the plan restrictions were meant to discourage people from playing video games by limiting in-game spending and restricting daily login rewards. And according to Bloomberg, as soon as they announced that, Tencent, which is the biggest company in China, NetEase, which is second, and then Bilibili, which is a video sharing site popular with gamers, on that day, the day those restrictions were announced, all of them together combined to lose over $80 billion of market value. And as soon as that $80 billion left, these Chinese officials quickly walked back the restrictions, and they said in a notice that they would refine the restrictions. Remember, there was already a restriction on you could only play for an hour on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. And the guy who decided on this was a guy named Feng Xijing. And pardon me if I'm not pronouncing his name right. But Feng Xijing was the oversight of all China's video game regulators, and Reuters now has reported that he has been fired. And the, as I said, a massive sell-off in gaming stocks once that happened. Tencent by itself lost $43 billion. And a report on MSN, it said Stephen Leung, an executive director at brokerage firm UOB Kai Hian, said that Feng's removal will reduce the chance of further panic selling, but it would not attract new liquidity buying, though. And Leung says this is because the change in such a short period of time means policies remain uncertain. So representatives from China's State Council Information Office are still keeping a shtum on this and not throwing in their own two cents. As you might imagine, that they wouldn't. But it was all, you know, and it's a weird thing too, because as we know, there have been many cases, maybe in your own family or people you know, of kids who will buy, you know, in-game purchases for just something completely cosmetic, like a skin for their gun or an outfit or, you know, whatever, skateboard, whatever you're going to buy. And then, you know, 50 cents here, $1.50 there, $9.90 there. I mean, I just think about Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, which I've been playing. And a new season has started there. And they want you to buy Call of Duty coins. You can earn them as well. I think I have like 2,800, so I could, you know, I could play as Mean Santa or whatever if I felt like it. But some of them are just straight up, you know, $19.99 or $9.99. You get these characters, you get this kill routine, you get these guns, what have you. I've always felt they give you so many, you earn so many guns, more than you could ever want. And then if you dress up as somebody, no one sees, it's like the last iteration of the game, you could play as Jigsaw from Saw. Well, you never saw yourself. I guess if you think, oh, I'll freak people out as Saw. Okay, well, then I guess makes sense for you. Now, we have had the people from Call of Duty Foundation on every year. And that's a pretty cool thing. It's $9.99, and it goes to helping veterans get jobs once they cycle back. Mm-hmm. And not just jobs. I almost wish I was a vet getting it. These jobs starting at like 70K. They get these vets some very good jobs. Yeah. So for now, the idea of trying to get you to not use the in-game purchases, it basically almost caused a Black Friday free fall in China when that happened. And the guy, they needed a scapegoat. Who knows if it was his idea, but he got fired. All right. Speaking of Korean TVs, I thought you were talking about China. No, I was. I have a Samsung. Maybe you do as well. And the Samsung Gaming Hub, which will now be built into the interface of their smart TVs, they are now getting its own official video game controller. This is manufactured by PDP. And this is a controller which looks a lot like an Xbox gamepad. It's going to launch in a few months. And it's going to cost $50, and it's the color is Replay Midnight Blue. Mm-hmm. And then on the back it says "Designed for Samsung Gaming Hub." And this controller by PDP is the first in the Designed for Samsung Gaming Hub program, and we're going to see a lot more of these. I think if they really want people to play it, they should throw it in with your little remote. I mean, the Samsung remote is this little skinny guy now. But the designation will ensure that the products have been tested for quality, compatibility, safety, the best possible gaming experience, streaming. Mike Lucery, who is with Samsung, said, quote, "We're introducing more best-in-class products for players to choose from, beginning with PDP's Replay wireless controller. This is in line with Samsung's continued commitment to give gamers more choices in how they play with Samsung Gaming Hub." Now, I will say this. What will you say, Rick? When I turn on my Samsung Smart TV, it goes to the Samsung, I don't know what to call it, network. And it's got 24-hour-a-day shows. And so I actually selected the Forged in Fire 24-hour show. And, you know, so I turn on my TV, and before I select whatever streaming service or regular TV, whatever, I sometimes find myself drawn in to Forged in Fire. "This knife will kill." But the Samsung Gaming Hub apparently will also work with existing Xbox and PS5 controllers. Aha. So we have those. If you're listening to me, you probably have one of those. But the Designed for Samsung Gaming Hub controller is meant for select Samsung TVs, monitors, and second-gen freestyle projectors. And the company clarified that it should work with most Bluetooth-compatible devices, so most likely PC and Android. Consoles and iPhone might require specific licensing as well. But the PDP design controller will allow for 40 hours of playtime per charge. There'll be a 30-foot low latency Bluetooth connection. dedicated Samsung gaming hub button, TV volume controls on it. And right now, you can pre-order them at PDP or on Amazon. And so as gaming continues to become more mainstream, and I also hate by the fact that Vegas now, they call it gaming. You know, people say, get our gaming app. Well, who's this from? This is from MGM. Or this is from, you know, DraftKings. That's not gaming. It's gambling. But they try to make it seem like a game. See? Oh, it's not gambling. It's gaming. You can rip up your money at home, but we'll call it gaming. But as it becomes more mainstream, these TV manufacturers are trying to look for a way to appeal to gamers. And, you know, getting streaming services like NVIDIA GeForce Now, Xbox Game Pass, and LG markets its OLED TVs, ideal for gaming, Dolby Vision support, 4K res, 120 hertz, low latency, and all that as well. The Sony Bravia XRs are good as well. But considering that the gaming industry is $225 billion a year, that's why these manufacturers want to cement themselves in the game. But like I said, if you really want people to get into it, just however, what, it's $50 retail. So how much are those controllers? Probably $3. Seriously, they're probably $3 from Korea. Throw them in with the TV. You might get somebody who never even thought about playing video games. They go, what's this? Because even someone who hates video games would be like, this looks pretty cool. And by the way, if you hate video games, I feel really sorry for you. All right, we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game. And if you'd like to chime in, it is 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. We'll see you in a second.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review. Rise, Nerd.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. And it's time, it's 40 after, as I mentioned, so it's time to give away a brand new game. This game, and I'll give you the new releases this week as well in this segment. The game is called They Know. And this is for the Switch. It's developed and published by Red Deer Games. And it just came out 3 days ago. Here's the blurb. Quote, sneak into the top secret government facility to unveil the truths hidden from the public eye. Take your camera with you and capture photos of everything that looks suspicious. That's it. And the cover of the game has these two like CCTV cameras with eyeballs on them. Once again, all right. So the question is, they know. Is this a game about going into government facilities, or is this a game where they know who you have a crush on at school? Let me know. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. They Know, developed and published by Red Deer Games. That's right. They didn't let Rudolph play in any of those Red Deer games. I think it was Reindeer Games. Okay. We'll get to the new releases in a minute. Saw an interesting article from Gizmodo, and everyone's so scared of AI, right? And the headline is, this is a story by Thomas Germain. It says, in 2024, AI will spark an indie video game renaissance, and then parenthetically, and nightmare. So I think what the key word there is indie. Because more people are making video games than ever before. But most games are designed by teams of professionals, and that's because there is a big barrier of technical skills that keeps you and me from making our own games. But maybe that's going to change, because AI is going to make game development potentially now so easy that you might be able to make a video game in half an hour and then spend the rest of the day playing it. And there's a flood coming, as they say. And this year, an AI-driven indie game renaissance, if you want, might just turn the industry on its head, because it's going to fill the market with an unprecedented number of titles. It may eliminate thousands of jobs. It might create countless others. But it might change the way we look at video games. And the way I look at it, I remember a game we gave away on this show. It was called Mod Racing Carts or something. Mod Kart Racing. I forgot. It was like 10 years ago. It was on the PS3 or PS4 maybe. But it was this really cool kart racing game. And you could design your own tracks. And they were really cool. You could have all sorts of jumps and traps and portcullises and jumps and all sorts of things. And did I say jumps? And it was really cool. But I got to the point where, after I made about three of them, I was like, I don't really want to play mine. It's sort of like, I would liken it to, unless you're a really good chef, and I'm not a really good chef, if I make something in my own kitchen, I'm like, all right, it's fine. You know, hopefully it's fine. Like, okay, I guess it's all right. But if I get it at a restaurant, 9 times out of 10, I'm like, well, this is someone who does this for a living. They know what they're doing. It's way better. It tastes better. So I don't think I would necessarily be interested in making my own video games. I mean, maybe just to screw around, but not dive into it. But if you've ever seen an AI image generator, you might have seen the preview of this coming Tidal Wave, because you don't even need to know how to draw. You don't even need to know how to code to make a full-fledged video games. And we already know ChatGPT turns plain human language into usable content, and it can churn out video games. You just need the tools built for it. And what you may not realize is that they're already here. And the co-founder and CEO of Octoria, Alexander Caban — you're probably not going to be a toll booth operator with that name. You're going to be a CEO of some tech, right? Alexander Caban. He said large language models and templates will make building many different kinds of games a simple process. Let's say you want to make a sci-fi first-person shooter. It'll be as easy as typing, "Make me a first-person shooter," telling the AI to make the setting a space station, and then instructing it to turn down the gravity. That's it? So, I mean, they're about to have their SoundCloud moment, because the same way inexpensive audio editing software paved the way for these independent musicians, maybe this will have the same thing for video game as well. But we'll also see, I think, a never-before-seen amount of absolute terrible garbage. So we'll still have to sift through. It just might be a bigger sift. You know, every year I mentioned the GDC. Every year when I go in San Francisco, the Game Developers Conference, people come from all over the world. And last year, after missing two of them with the pandemic, and then we did an online one, and the one 2 years ago, it was half full. The one we just had in the spring of last year — I guess the new one's coming up probably in March this year, so in a few months. But the last one I went to, it was about 80% back. But they also had the indie game competition, and you could play. There's one little section for indie games. There were probably about at least, 30, 40 indie games. And I would say 3 looked cool. You know, so I think those other 37 looked like garbage, and those were the good ones. So it's sort of like — I know the comedian Mark Norman said he went on ChatGPT and he said, "Make me a Mark Norman joke." And he said, "It was actually not that bad, and it was kind of like something I would say." That's what was kind of scary. But so there are dozens of AI development platforms that are about to hit the market, but no company has done more to bring game design to the masses with kids than Roblox. And there's a kid army of players and creatives out there that counted over half of all American kids under 16 years old that used Roblox during the pandemic. That's a lot of kids, a lot of American kids too. America, we're the smartest, are we? Okay. But Roblox makes it very easy to build out simple games in a matter of minutes with the old drag and drop interface. We know that. And it's so easy that kids can do it, it almost seems that it's effortless. But that's where the effortless is going to come next. Because the head of Roblox, Steph Carrazza, said, "We believe generative AI has the power to completely revolutionize new game creation. It's a world where your success as a creator is determined by the success of your ideas rather than the ceiling of your technical skills." Now, that to me just described Steve Jobs, because from what I hear, Steve Jobs would say, "What if you had this little, spot the size of your wallet, and you held it in your pocket, and you could have 1,000 songs on it? What if you could have that? That sounds pretty cool. Get on it. What? Start building it. Oh. So someone who will envision it, but maybe not have that the technical background. Rick, Steve Jobs had a technical background. Okay, fine. That's fine. But there was a beta version. You might have seen it last year of Roblox Assistant, which is the new tool that was harnessing the generative AI to handle nearly any game development task. So now the picture isn't, of course, all rosy, because that means that since AI art is inherently derivative, at least to a certain extent, I mean, gamers in China, aforementioned, are already revolting against companies using AI to build game assets because they say they just feel completely cheap. You know, there are characters with missing limbs and other weird things going on. It's just, it's not ready yet. And there are serious concerns about where content used to build AI comes from, whether it's artists and creators. I mean, the New York Times is currently suing OpenAI over allegations that ChatGPT stole the copyright material. We had a thing with Sports Illustrated where there was a guy who wasn't a guy, and it even had like a bio on him. I like Chinese food and cello music. I hate mean people and lines at Starbucks, whatever it said. And it's like, wait, that was written by AI? And then SI was like, we didn't even know. We paid for that. All right. So what we'll do is we'll definitely keep an eye on all of that. All right. Now the new year is underway. We do have some games that are coming out this week. As I said, it's not a massive, huge week because people are still, you know, coming out of the holidays. But there's a PC game named Super Normal that looks super scary coming out on Tuesday. Laika Aged Through Blood. That is a Switch game. N-Golf, as in Nintendo Golf. That is on the, wait for it, right, Switch. Reigns, Three Kingdoms. And that's on the Switch and the PC. Top Racer Collection. This is on everybody. The Xbox One, the X and S, the PS4, the PS5, the Switch, and the PC. War Hospital. Wow, that's a new one. War Hospital is available on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, and the PC. And then Wild Seas, a cartoony game, on the Nintendo Switch. But I was thinking about War Hospital. What would be, here's the summary on that. It's developed by Brave Lamb Studio and published by Movie Games SA. Is that South Africa? I don't know. It says, be the ray of hope among the darkness of war. Control a British World War I field hospital in the unique society survival game War Hospital. Ooh, that sounds not only like I'm mashing it, but that just sounds gnarly, especially World War I. Somebody comes in, has been gassed, or they got to amputate. Rick, it's not the Civil War. But still, a field hospital in World War I. I mean, listen, there are video games with much more arcane, bizarre scenarios than a World War I field hospital. It says rated T for teen because of blood, drug references, mild language, and violence. Mild language. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. And just enough time for the cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from Chris. Chris wants to know, how do I get Fantasy Zone and Arnold Palmer? This is great. First of all, it's a Genesis game. Glad to see you're playing it. And we already talked about the teenager who broke Tetris. Nice to see someone on the NES. But this is a Genesis game. Yeah, this is one of these cheats that all of a sudden it's like, wait, there's a whole different game in here. I love that. I love a cheat like that, or an Easter egg, whatever you want. But you can unlock the cartoony classic Fantasy Zone in Arnold Palmer's Tournament Golf. And when you get to the game over screen, go up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A. That's all you got to do. Once again, when it says game over on your Genesis controller, ready, go up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A, and all of a sudden Fantasy Zone is there, and you can play that. That's what I would like to see, really. I know some people get all bent out of shape sometimes with cheats, but it's just for fun. It's only lame if you're cheating against someone else. If you're playing by yourself, video games are for entertainment purposes. Whatever makes you, and this isn't even a cheat, this is more of an Easter egg, but whatever makes the game more fun for you, then go for it. Thank you for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week to do it again. Until then, I'm Rick Tittle, and coming up next is more sports talk.